This here is sort of a classic Oklahoma sunset. When you get the nice mix of clouds and sun and foreground and everything, you can get these really nice sunsets. And here in Oklahoma, with our wide open spaces and prairies and farms, these are a little easier to come by, although you can't always make the clouds happen like this. And I don't like to hype my own stuff. I don't like to talk about my own stuff, praise it too highly or anything like that, because I don't think I'm anything special. But I am quite pleased with how this photo turned out, and I hope that's not arrogant of me to say that. Honestly, I like this photo, and I'll explain why in just a minute. First, a little bit of background. We were at my boss's farm, and I happened to have my camera with me. My wife and my son, we were out there for just a barbecue and a picnic with some other coworkers, and I brought my D200. We were out in the pasture looking at cows and llamas, and the sun was setting. So I snapped a few pictures, and I didn't really think much of it. Then I got back home, and I was looking through these pictures, and honestly, I was kind of floored by this one. I like how it all turned out. I like the framing. I like that you've got all these different elements in it. First, you see the big tree on the left or on the right that grabs your eye, and then you start to notice other things. There's a fence by the tree that indicates that it's not just a pasture or a prairie, but there's a human presence too. There's a fence. So there's property, and there's people that have some association with this. You notice the trees on the left, the smaller trees, and you notice the color in the background. You've got the nice deep orange on the right-hand side that recedes into yellow and then a blue. So you've got this color gradation for the sunset. I like that the foreground is all dark, and it's taken up by the ground and vegetation. It's honestly, I'm very happy with this photo. Although I do have to say that this was post-processed a little more than I usually like to do. I had to up the contrast quite a bit to make the foreground nice and black. I had to saturate the colors in the sky. Normally I like to go for, I like to try and make the photos look how they looked to me. And this looks pretty close to that, but I did cheat a little bit in making everything so dark with these silhouettes here. I also had to crop it a little bit, but to me, I don't really see a problem with cropping. And honestly, there's a lot of schools of thought on this. Some people don't like any editing, and photos should come straight off the camera. Some people do a lot of editing. It all depends on you and your style and the kind of image you want to get. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do it. Normally, I don't do this much processing, but I did on this one. That's okay. This photo, though, to me, it goes to show that you never know when a nice photo opportunity will present itself. And so they say the best camera in the world is the one that you have on you. And that's kind of true. I don't have an iPhone or a smartphone, so I have to be intentional about the camera that I have with me. Often I'll bring my camera specifically to work or specifically to a place and seek out photo opportunities, even if I don't find them. But in this case, I happen to have the camera, and here we go. I ended up with what I think is a pretty good picture. As a side note, this photo makes a nice iPad background, I discovered. The row of icons at the bottom of your iPad screen shows up as the in the black foreground area of this photo. So if you want some interesting iPad wallpaper, click through on this photo to the Flickr version, download the higher quality one, and throw it up on your iPad. It looks kind of cool as a background.